Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, August 1st, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute Studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Oh, good morning, Ed. I think I know what the topic will be today, a lot of it, and that's the new COVID surge, or is it? Anyway, people, I'll remind you before I start running my mouth, I'm going to pull an Ed today, maybe. These opinions I share, they're not those of the studio. They're not those of my employer. They're mine and mine alone. And as soon or as long as we have the First Amendment rights to speak freely, I'm going to do it. And you know the good thing? We're not a social media platform, so the White House can't really shut down our free speech like they do in Facebook and Twitter. Did I say that out loud? Yeah, I did.
Love it.
Sure don't agree with that. Yeah, so first, are cases up? Yeah, they actually are. So, you know, last week I wasn't seeing that, and I think I mentioned that. And we're up at least threefold inpatient stays. We haven't, thankfully, seen this in the office, but inpatient, yeah, it is increasing. But if you compare it to this time last year was about five times, I think it was, around five times heavier inpatient admission. So it's not nearly as bad. You know, the UK just went through last month what we're starting to see. I think a lot of people know that. They didn't start new guidelines. They didn't start new restrictions. They're already on the downswing again, which is really good for us. But, you know, what I don't like is we're hearing now we've been pushed to be vaccinated. I am a fan of vaccinations. I don't think Ed is. And I got my Pfizer vaccine. My wife got the Moderna. Yeah, we did that. We're both in medical, so it was the right thing to do. That being said, we're hearing now, no, the CDC came out a couple of days ago and said, no, the vaccinated are at risk. They need to mask. Really? Well, let's look at some numbers. I do like numbers. Ben Shapiro shared some the other day. So there have been 161 million people vaccinated. That's awesome. Of those 161 million, 6,000 have had a breakthrough infection that's severe enough to go into the hospital. 6,000 out of 161 million. Now, of that 6,000, unfortunately, 1,700 died. That's awful. That's way too high. But that's 1,700 out of 161 million vaccinated people, and 71% of all those breakthrough infections were in people over 65. So, you know, right now the CDC is saying 97% of the inpatient COVID patients are currently unvaccinated as well. So that lets you know the vaccine works. But we're being told right now, no, it doesn't. Which one is it? It's really bugged me. The numbers I see, the evidence-based medicine says this works. And I'm thinking people are giving us conjecture and not fact. I want objective, not subjective. How about you, Ed?
Wow, that was well said, my friend. Well said. And I completely agree. And I will say the disclaimer that, you know, what our opinions are is ours only, not that of the station or Memorial. And actually, not even Nutrition World. This is us talking. I didn't think we would have the boomerang effect of coming back around this difficult block of life, but it seems that the same propaganda machine and all of the same mentality is accelerating back to a pretty fast pace. And I'm like you. I want the truth. And because we have such a world of censorship today, again, I've been censored on boosting any of my social media for the rest of my life simply because last year I was reasonably outspoken. I was not on the fringes, and they have banned me or banned almost anyone who is going to speak of the opposing opinions.
Think about this. And, you know, Jen, what is her name? Jen Psaki, you know, says that sounds like a great idea. We need to cut the, she says, misinformation in the social media. Really? So if last week you had posted that the vaccine was ineffective and everybody should wear a mask, you would have been censored last week. This week, that's what they're saying. Which one is it? I mean, it's flip-flopped so many times. The things that they censored, say, months ago, now we know are true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't censor people. Let's hear all the points of view and make up our own minds. We're smart people. We can hear opposing points of view. I like to hear opposing points of view. The people that don't agree with me, I want to hear it. because maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, maybe the truth is in the middle, but tell me everything.
Tell me everything and let us decide, yes. And do not force us to be mandated to do something, especially invading our own body. And the propaganda is making us create a polarized world of vaccinated and non-vaccinated people.
And they're vilifying the unvaccinated.
Absolutely. And, you know, like there's some data from the Israel Health Ministry that revealed 7,700 COVID cases were reported, and only 72 incurred in people who had previously had COVID, which means 3,000 of those 7,700 actually had vaccinations who got it. So the reinfection rate when you've had an actual case of COVID, as I have, is 0.27%. So natural herd immunity is quite darn effective.
You know, that's a good point, Ed. And I keep hearing that, oh, no, natural immunity just doesn't work. Yes, it does. We need to work on that. When you have your natural immunity, it's more than just antibody levels. Mm-hmm. It's killer T cells and other factors in there. It's actually more potent, not less potent.
Yes, I even made a note here that the researchers at Washington School of Medicine has found that even if you have mild cases of true COVID, you're likely to be immune for a very long time. That could even be life, because it's normal for the antibodies to be very high initially, because that's what the body's doing, is fighting the infection. And then they're supposed to go down. They're not supposed to stay, are they, at super high levels?
No, but you have the ability to produce more when you need it. You
right.
have memory cells, mm-hmm. you know, all your killer cells, your macrophages, everything remembers this. And they react quickly if you're exposed again.
Bingo.
You know, here's another thing. All these positive cases, they're saying, if you listen carefully, they'll say positive case or tested positive, not is sick with. Mm-hmm. Well, think about this. If you've got good immunity, didn't you have both? You just had the infection, right?
Right.
Not the vaccine.
Right.
All right. So if you are exposed to the Delta variant, your body will rapidly be killing it. Now, what if somebody swabs your nose at the same time as you've been exposed, but you're killing it off? What are you going to find? Viral particles.
Mm-hmm.
And you would test positive, but you are neither sick nor are you infecting anyone else, but you would be part of that statistic at that point. What do you think about that?
It's a sad case. It's because the problem is we don't have people who are just looking at headlines, like a relative of mine and many people that sometimes I talk to. They are so convinced. I hate to say they drank the Kool-Aid, but they're only getting the one side, and they become very aggressive against us because of misinformation. They're not able to access. And one reason they're not is because of the censorship of social media. If this was 2 years ago, even, or three, it'd be a totally different complexion of Googling, finding out. I went on CDC's website and the vaccine adverse reporting website. It is almost a nightmare to really dig deep into that, because it's so freaking complex.
But we also have to forgive people if you're not medical. And you hear the information on the major news networks, the fake news, I would be terrified. I mean, I would think,
bingo.
I'm about to die. I can't go outside. I need to wear three masks. I mean, which one is it? Two, three, one? I don't know. And I would be very confused. And I remind people, the N95, even the COVID virus, is 1 micron, and the smallest pore in an N95 is 3 microns. So you can fit 3 COVID through every pore. I mean, do paper masks really do that much? No, they do some. I mean, we had no flu last year. That's great. I love masks for that. But people have to get good information somewhere. If you don't know what to do, a lot of my patients, they come, they get behind a closed door. Now, doc, tell me what the truth is. What is your opinion? What is
love
your
that.
Learning? And, you know, go talk to your medical provider. Get some really good advice. Don't listen to the major news networks. Get it from somebody who actually understands.
I love it. And lastly, and we'll talk a little bit more in the rest of the show, but a couple more points maybe in the second. But we'll move on to health issues, too. It's not all about the vaccine or a virus at this point. But I was very interested to this study. It was 100 fully vaccinated crew members on board the British Defense aircraft carrier. So we have a completely secluded, almost test case of these 100 fully vaccinated crew members. And it was on the Queen Elizabeth. And the case rate on that ship was 1 in 16. So everyone was vaccinated. Yet it was spreading through the ship at 1 out of every 16, one of the highest recorded and vaccine-induced herd immunity is what they're saying is impossible, because these people kept getting sick, even though they all had vaccinations. If they had had herd immunity, which is what I have, they would not have these numbers. So we're not respecting the natural God-given immune system that we get when we have infections, and they're downplaying it, that it's not very valid when in fact it is, because, again, agenda to do something. I don't know if it's just to sell a vaccine, if it's to
and nobody makes us. Money from herd immunity.
Zero. Zilch.
Isn't that sad?
It is a sad case. But we want to inform people and give them the choices based on good, solid information, which you are not getting from the mainstream media.
And my patients are so smart. They're coming and going, well, exercising, I'm eating right, I'm eating healthy, mm-hmm. I'm taking my vitamin D and C and zinc. And I mean, they're doing it right. I'm so proud of them.
It has motivated the thinking people to a level I never dreamed possible. In fact, this week at Nutrition World, it was absolutely crazy busy. And I don't want it to be busy because the people super fear, but it is part of why we were slammed Monday through Friday or Saturday.
So. Good. A lot of them came because I told them to.
Oh, there you go. Hey, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about several other things. I'd like to mention Trader Joe's and explain to you why the magic of Trader Joe's actually happens. I've been shopping there in other towns for years, and we're getting ready to open one here. Probably, it looks to me like any day, maybe. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning. Right here, 98.1 The Lake. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I want to talk just a second about Trader Joe's. Have you shopped at Trader Joe's in other towns?
I didn't even know what Trader Joe's was.
Well, it's odd because you either know it and love it normally, or you don't know what it was, because they have a cult following. And, you know, I did a little bit of research. They opened in 1967. Had no idea, of course, in California. And what they do is they have the ability to turn customers into fanatics. The customers become walking billboards for this business. I have been intrigued because I'm an entrepreneur, and I'd love to see the different mechanisms of how business thinking happens. And I started going to Trader Joe's in Atlanta back when I was married long ago. So it's been about 15 years I've been shopping there. Very first day in there, I knew it was a different kind of animal. And what makes it different? Well, first off, they never have a sale. They never have a coupon. They never have loyalty cards. They never have all the things that every other business seems to have or need. What they do is they hire extraordinary employees. And I feel that I do that at Nutrition World, too. We have 27 staff members and 17 practitioners, and they have to be the kind of right person to work for me. Trader Joe's does it to that level or even more. And I looked up the numbers. Trader Joe's did $14 billion in sales last year, and to compare that to Whole Foods, they only did $16 billion.
Hmm.
And you would not, I mean, you would think Whole Foods would be far more a busier business, but they're not.
Are they a larger company?
They are, but they still, per square foot, Trader Joe's does more per square foot than almost any food establishment in the country. Why is that? One is they have the highest level of ethics for choosing the quality products of any business I've ever seen. You know, I remember being very young and my dad taking me to Sears, and I used to always love the way Sears did it back in the old days, where you looked at maybe a tool or you looked at something and they would always have good, better, best. And I always remember that, because sometimes you don't need the best. You might be fine with the good. But I love businesses that can really even realize that there are such levels of quality. And in fact, nutritional supplements, there's about 10 levels. When I used to try to private label and we would contract with companies, the company would say, okay, if you want, let's just use vitamin C for an example. Okay, Ed, you want vitamin C. Which of the five levels of quality would you like? Well, no matter what level I chose, the label is going to look the same. You, as a consumer, would never know whether you're getting the lowest or the highest. Well, of course, we are like Trader Joe's. I would always choose the very highest. It's one reason the price looks a little bit different, but that's the way I can sleep at night. Well, Trader Joe's, everything I've ever bought there, taste-wise, quality-wise, source-wise, is top of the game.
How are their prices compared to Whole Foods?
Phenomenal. They're going to kill.
So improved over that.
Yes. They are going to kill this Whole Foods in this town, because Whole Foods in this town, one, has a bad attitude. The masking and the way that they were treated their customers were lack of respect, and they were like armed guards. And that's just not going to serve well in people's memory. It certainly is.
I'm going to have to try Trader Joe's. I like World Market. They do have quality, quality products. I always felt like they could do a lot better on their pricing. I've never had anybody unfriendly there, but are they outgoingly friendly? No. It's just they're there to do business, and I just go in and get what I need and leave, and feel like I just got reamed a little bit on the price. But, you know, I can walk to it. It's, you know, what, less than 100 yards from my door. So, you know, it's so convenient. That's the only problem with Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. They're so far apart.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah. I don't think people are going to drive from North Shore all the way, a lot anyway, over to Hamilton Place. You think they will?
Nope. You watch. It's a cult
following. Well, I'm going to do it at least once.
And there's an emotional connection to Trader Joe's. When you go in and you spend 20 to 30 minutes, you don't want to leave.
Well, then Trader Joe's, listen to me. Put one somewhere in Chattanooga.
Well, they're going to put one downtown eventually, I will assure you. But I'm the parking lot over here is going to be crazy when they open, there's no doubt. And I will not go at the super busy times. But one interesting thing about Trader Joe's, because I've been doing business for 43 years, you know, you go to Publix, you go to these big stores, they have night shift crews that stock the store. Guess what Trader Joe's does? They don't do that. They have, I love it, because they have such reverse philosophies. They only stock the stores during store hours. Why? So that there's always someone you can ask a question to. I don't care where you turn. They are always busy with so many good people doing so much good work, but they're there to help you as they stock the store.
I like that. Now I will give a plug for Publix. They do stock during the day.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Okay.
So
Publix is exceptional.
And they're friendly. The people that I've never had someone that didn't know their stuff there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not Trader Joe's, but I'm not paying as much either.
No, you're not. The thing about Trader Joe's is we're having to trust their private label, because 90% of everything in there is they're under their name. But because they have such a reputation, I just...
Well, I can't wait to try it. I'd love to see a business done well.
Yes. And before I forget, I want to make sure that we do mention the victory run by Vascular Institute. It is cool because you and I interviewed Dr. Lazar a few weeks ago about this. They're raising money for people who can't probably receive normal medical care. And Dr. Lazar does such wonderful work at Vascular Institute. Just the level of diagnostic skills that they have and treatment is beyond belief. And vascular issues are epidemic in this area because of poor health. Again, I mean, it's also why people die of the disease of the virus, because when you have very, very poor health, everything's going to falter. And so this is going to be when is this?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
This flyer does not have the date on it, my friend. That's kind of interesting.
Well, I'll see if I can figure that out.
Here it is.
You got it?
Da, da, da. You know, it's the biggest print on the sheet, so I missed it. Saturday, September 11th, and it's going to be at Camp Jordan Arena. So, hashtag victory run.
Well, I hope it's cooler than it is right now.
Whew, man, it is something. Last Sunday, I did take off with a friend of mine, Phil, and we went on the spur of the moment to fly to downtown Island Airport in Knoxville. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's really cool because it's off of the water. It's almost like landing on an aircraft carrier. And I have not been flying too much. I lost, kind of like my medical slip for about a month. So got it back. And we went up there to fly, and the weather turned sour really quick. And the haze was so thick, it was like fog. But it was such a fun time because it was challenging. We had to divert around a storm and blank, blank, blank. But downtown Island is really cool.
That does sound fun. Maybe it was some of that smoke, too, coming from the northwest.
Absolutely.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I think that there was definitely, I have probably never seen it so cloudy / smoky in my life. There was a post that I did on Vital Health Radio on Facebook. This guy, I've been following him on and off for many years. He's very motivational, very common sense young fella. Prince EA is his name on YouTube. But he normally never talks about health. He talks about love, relationships, depression, as far as just attitude, a life's journey of life and how to do it wisely. Well, he came out with the title just 3 days ago, 10 Supplements That Crush Depression. And he did such an outstanding job of presenting this. So I encourage anyone who wants to see Prince EA, you can type that in YouTube or just go to Facebook for Facebook for Vital Health Radio, not Holistic Navigator. And it's right on there. And he's talking about SAMe, tyrosine, St. John's, tryptophan, rhodiola, and 5 other ones. And I'm a huge fan of that if it's appropriate. And again, dealing with your healthcare practitioner, finding one that's open-minded, who's willing to work with you is very important these days.
I did buy some SAMe for one of my kids, and she goes, Dad, the capsules are huge. That didn't go so well.
They have to be, though. And most of these are made in Italy, the SAMEs, and they're in those blister packs because SAMEs not super stable if it's not blister packed. Interesting stuff. I will have to gripe here one thing about pharmaceuticals. A lady came in this week to Nutrition World. In fact, one of our guests, previous guest, Dr. Jump, sent her in. Mm-hmm. And she has been a long-term customer, suffered some very serious health concerns over the years. And she has pancreatitis or pancreas issues significantly. So he put her on Creon. You know what Creon is? It has to do with enzymes that normally the pancreas would produce, but under certain conditions, it's not able to do that. So I was trying to support the pancreas and help people to feel better. She comes in with a box of Creon, and I'm familiar with it just because I've been involved for so long. She looks, she says, Ed, this box is maybe a month's supply, $700.
Oh, my goodness.
What Dr. Jump said, please go ask Ed if there's anything else that you possibly could use, because I will say okay to that if you want to do that. Well, she comes in, and I said, yep, come over here. We've carried this one brand, Source Naturals, for many years, $21, identical product. $21, $700. It is a broken system, people. And most people don't realize there are alternatives. You got to be cautious. You got to be wise. You got to know what you're doing. But many times you can't. People can't afford $700 a month.
No, and you got to remember GoodRx as well. A lot of times you'll get reamed on the price. There was the biggest difference I've seen in a long time. A patient came in and said, Doc, you gave me this. Mm-hmm. It's $1,500 at blank pharmacy. I'm not going to say who it is. I said, it can't be. And I pulled it up on my GoodRx. He was right, but it was free at Publix.
Oh, free. Really?
And so I was like, yeah, go over here and get it. You know, but that happened to us. We were filling some prescriptions, and I think it was, I can pick on them, CVS. Their price went through the roof. Got on GoodRx, transferred to Publix. Total price for 3 meds for 3 months. Yeah, 3 months each was $17. So you got to do your research. GoodRx is, I have no stock in GoodRx, people, but it is a fantastic product. Always look at that if you can't afford your prescription.
I love that. And, you know, people, I mentioned that. And, in fact, you told me about that several years ago, and I've just been blown away by the fact of how do they make money, one. I'm just not really clear.
I haven't figured that out yet.
And secondly is we're not talking just saving 5%. We're talking, like you said, 100% when it was free.
Sometimes.
And I've used them and recommended them highly. And most people still don't know about them.
And I'm glad to know Dr. Jump did that, because I've done that too. Had somebody, I don't uh-huh. know if you have any small fish oils, but it was somebody that said, I just can't do it. I said, go ask Ed if there's an alternative, because I don't know how big these things are.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The ones I have are honkers, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I understand. I mean, actually, today I'm having less trouble swallowing than I did, say, a year or two ago. I think I'm getting healthier. I don't know. But I, those pills can sometimes get stuck just a little bit. But we do have the small ones, and we certainly do have liquid. Before, I'm just going to mention it real quick. I am, as I have admitted many times before, the guinea pig as far as experimenting with my world of goodies. Well, I purchased a machine about a year ago, March, and it produces hydrogen. It's about $3,000 machine, because I was so intrigued about the power of hydrogen molecules. Hydrogen molecules are the smallest molecule in the universe.
Don't light a match.
That's right. And secondly is when you drink the water that's hydrogen infused, or you breathe the hydrogen, within minutes it's going through the blood-brain barrier, which very few things do. It has more growing research for potentially helping get over any infection, potentially helping to maintain memory, and in cancer patients. And I finally got the machine working this past week with an employee. And it's kind of complex, but I'm going to experiment big time with drinking and breathing it. And I don't know what's going on, but I have great sleep this past few nights, and I'm feeling like $1 million. I'm not saying it's the machine. I will keep you abreast of that. We do sell hydrogen water already packaged, and we have actually hydrogen tablets that you can put in your water, like a bottled water, and as long as you drink it within 10 minutes, it's going to give you hydrogen. Past that, it's going to bubble off and go into the air. So interesting future. In fact,
there's always something new with you.
Always. In fact, it's not out yet, but the Holistic Navigator, my podcast, which is, again, not trying to brag, but it's in the top 1% globally of all podcasts. I interviewed a guy named Dr. Circus, and 2 weeks ago, we haven't posted it, but it was on hydrogen. And he is actually, I got my machine through his website a year and a half ago.
How expensive are they?
This was $2,600. Yeah.
Not for the faint of heart.
No, but again, we have the tablets for $15 you can buy, and you put them in your water, and it still has significant amounts.
Is that going to be available to the customers at Nutrition World, or is it just for you?
The machine at this point is just for me, but we may end up doing it for people who need to come in and breathe it for a specific reason.
Just do that, like your coffee. You got special coffee.
That's right. Yeah. Instead of an oxygen bar, we'll have a hydrogen bar. That's a first.
With coffee, please.
Oh, absolutely. I've already had
Please hydrogenate my coffee.
Interesting.
That's not the right word, but close enough.
Hey, you know what? They do that nitro coffee. We can do hydrogen coffee. Hey, there we go. A new business venture. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, a little more discussion on the pandemic and some other health items. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. I do want to mention real quick, I tend to have forgot this, but you know it's tax-free weekend, and it extends all the way through next Thursday. And I did not really think it applied to us because I just have never pondered it, but all of the foods we sell are tax-free through Thursday.
Yeah. I thought it was for school supplies.
Yeah. Yeah. But not this time. Something's changed. And so we have a lot of people who buy these things called Ideal Protein Foods for losing weight. And we're not a Trader Joe's and we're not going to pretend, but we can sell everything till Thursday with no tax on food.
And is that just Tennessee or is that Georgia?
Just Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how nice. Yeah. Don't ever run and try to get something small at Best Buy. I did that one weekend. I needed like a power cord.
Uh-huh.
You can't get anything done. So only go if you're buying a computer or something like that.
Oh, really?
So crowded. Right.
Oh, okay.
Your routine shopping, don't go.
Hey, I want to share it with people. If you've listened to me much, I'm not whining at all, but I've had this hip issue for about 8 months. It came on pretty suddenly. I've gone through many of my practitioners, very, very helpful in many regards. I'm thankful to have people that are on my team that can help me journey through Father Time's sometimes ravages, one of which is this hip issue. But I'm far better. And one reason I am is because I try to learn everything I can to help assist the body to heal itself. We're not machines, and many of the mechanistic views of health are just detrimental because we can't look at it like a truck. Well, there's a YouTube guy, and it's called Pain Free You. And I have been so impressed and benefited from the philosophy of Dr. John Sarno, who was a physician in New York, and I talk about this a lot. But this guy, Sarno's passed away. This guy's taken on a YouTube presence to help promote the fact that many of our chronic pains remain chronic because we have internalized rage and anger and sadness and depression. And the subconscious realizes that it's actually, pain is a great diversion against emotional issues. And so it keeps us locked into a pattern of not dealing with the emotions by continuing physical pain. I know it may sound like an odd philosophy, but I can tell you with great validity that I am a fan of that, personally and in the world of some other people. So some of these people have years of chronic pain. You can dance around all the drugs and all the nutrients and all the things you want. Sometimes we're going to have to look inward and go on that inward journey. So Pain Free You is the name on YouTube. And I did a little video that will be posted this week on ADHD for adults and children. And there's I actually have a podcast on it. But what I didn't mention on my podcast on the Holistic Navigator was this herb called saffron. And saffron is, I think, known as Crocus sativus in the botanical world. It's the most expensive spice in the entire world. And they have these little curlicues that come off the top of it that have a really beautiful color. But in a study on PubMed that I actually referred to, 56 people were put on Saffron or put on Ritalin. And the Saffron was almost as effective as the Ritalin in these 56 people. It was quite the impressive study.
I'm going to look that up. Does it have a stimulant effect?
Nope, does not.
So it wouldn't cause hypertension, tachycardia?
Nope, not at all. So it's used a lot for a little bit. It's been used before we realized that was for a little appetite suppression. And which was
I could use some of that.
So it was kind of in the diet section for some time. Now it's working with brain to do that, being satiated with food quicker so you don't eat as much. But Saffron, I was so impressed when I reviewed the recent studies on it. Very, very safe and seemingly a good option for people who need a little more attention. I am a fan of believing that ADD can be modestly beneficial. I think as being an entrepreneur, we find that most entrepreneurs have ADD. Secondly, being a pilot, I love having ADD because you have to multitask is not even the kind word for when you fly in what I call IFR weather. It's multitasking times four. And if you're not ADD, it's probably not the best.
A lot of us doctors have ADD traits. I know you already know I do. But it's just it's part of life, you know, for a lot of people. And you don't necessarily have to be treated unless it's destroying your ability to go to school or work. But yeah, it could actually be used as a tool. You're right.
One other thing, I don't know if I've never even thought about this, Dr. Green, but NAC, which I've talked about endlessly for lung health, which, again, they're trying to remove it from the open marketplace and make it prescription. So it would be instead of $10 a bottle, would be $100 plus. Please, people, get you a few bottles, put it back just because we don't know. But NAC is helping people who have lung infections and lung issues to maintain better health during the infectious stage because it reduces mucus, it helps the lungs clear itself. But I had never thought about this. NAC is a sulfur-containing amino acid, and it would beg the question, okay, if I'm allergic to sulfa drugs, sulfa antibiotics like Bactrim and others, can I take NAC? And a study came out this week, actually, that said there is no sensitivity. You can do NAC even if you're fully allergic to sulfa drugs. So that was cool. Taught me something.
And while we're talking about health, you know, we should mention, and this is my opinion, if there are unvaccinated people who are not going to get vaccinated, look into ivermectin. Ivermectin can be used as treatment for COVID. Not everybody agrees with this, but most thinking people do, thinking doctors who look at the research, and it can also be used as a preventative, and they're dosed differently for each.
I love the fact that you brought that up, because I had a note here that I have posted on. And I think it's one of the saddest stories that's going around right now is that despite the mountains of research to save people's lives, 80 to 90% of the machine of medicine is not embracing it. There's many reasons for that. The fear of peer pressure, the fear of litigation, the fear of liabilities, the fear of this. The thing is, when people are dying, I think everything needs to step up to the plate and not let fear make these decisions. In fact, I was watching, you remember the movie Sully, the guy, the pilot who saved all those people in New York because both engines went out because of the birds that hit the engines. I love watching the YouTube because being a pilot, I would be hopeful that I could maintain that coolness during an engine failure. And so I keep playing it within my head to try to keep me kind of programmed to do that if I ever get into that crisis. But I was thinking about the fact that it's similar to COVID, COVID treatments. Okay, this guy, engine went out, both of them. He was over New York City. The book would say you don't land ever in the water. You try to make it back to the airport. Teterboro was the name of the airport they were trying to get him to. He kept saying, Sully said, unable, unable. And the air traffic control said, you've got 2 miles, turn right, heading 320, unable, unable. And so what did Sully do? Instead of following the normal procedures, he pulled something out of the toolbox to save lives.
I guess he knew he was going to hit the ground if he went that way.
If he went the way, he was going to kill, he could kill 1,000 people because he's going to hit other people.
Land in a neighborhood.
Then he's going to kill the people on the plane. So what did he do? He went for the only option he had, or the best option, land in the water and let's do the best we can. Here's where we are with ivermectin. It's the same exact thing. Don't try to make improper decisions when you have an option that is reasonable, safe, effective, and cheap.
And it's unlikely you'll be hurt from ivermectin. It really is.
Right. You probably prescribed ivermectin for 30 years of your practice if you needed it.
Yeah. Well, mostly for worms, not for this.
That's right.
But there is research that shows that this is effective and safe, mm-hmm. and a lot of the patients are coming in asking for it. A lot of providers refuse to write it. I think most of the ones I know, you know, do utilize it as part of our toolbox, and the patients that either can't or will not get a vaccination love it.
Bingo. I love it. And what I posted on the Vital Health Facebook post, I did this morning before we started the show, Dr. Corey, spelled with a K, has a really deep dive into ivermectin and how effective it is. So anyone who's doubting it, just go to Facebook, Vital Health Radio, and listen to Dr. Corey. Dr. Terry Smith, who did my flight physical, he's giving ivermectin to every patient who's had COVID. And he was giving me two patient examples that these two men that were brothers, they both weighed over 300, had a laundry list of health issues from asthma to blank, blank, blank. They were like, this is just a bad cold. This is like, what are people talking about? These two should have died. And you know what? They might have if they had gone and did not do the ivermectin. And he did put them on NAC and vitamin C and vitamin D. There's no doubt.
And a lot of the lay community have figured out you can get ivermectin at other sources like a Tractor Supply, mm-hmm. Feed stores, things like that. But a lot of them are sold out now.
They are. And the problem with that, Dr.
It's a veterinary version, so I would not recommend that.
No,
but people have figured that out.
They have figured it out. I have some in my office that I purchased some time ago. And the dosing is impossible. They do not let you have information to know how to dose ivermectin. I'm not recommending anyone do that, but you're right. People
are buying.
I think
it comes like in a paste or something.
It does. It's a big syringe, but you can't get the right milligrams because it's dosed for horses and they're not telling you. And I do fear what are some of the other byproducts that they are using to make it. Now, one thing I did do is I'm going to have access to people. If you don't have a physician who's open to it, like yourself, Dr. Green, and you really want ivermectin, maybe even to stock it beforehand, there are what we call the America's Frontline Doctors, and there's one in particular. I emailed her yesterday, and she will do a $90 Zoom consultation and will give you a prescription for ivermectin if you're a candidate, which most people would be. So there's people getting it, to be ready, and because once you get super sick, it's going to be a hassle, headache, if you don't have a great healthcare provider like yourself or Dr. Smith that you could call. So I encourage people to be prepared. Be prepared also with nutrients. The vitamin D is still being found that 80% of all COVID infection people have low vitamin D, and Nutrition World is going to reinstate, not that we really let it go, we just didn't talk about it, the free vitamin D to teachers, to firemen, to policemen. So I am so convinced of its effectiveness that if you are a teacher, you're a fireman, you're a policeman, just come in and show us your badge, your credentials, and you will get free vitamin D. All right?
Nice. One of the easiest and most important things people can do.
Yeah, this thing that we're not talking going to the gym 5 days a week like us.
You got it's no excuse for not taking vitamin D. None.
No excuse. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. Chattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones again with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And always in this segment, we have Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. This is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church, as the Spiritual Moment always is. If you want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free. Jodi Picoult once said in her work, Salem Falls, "Words are like eggs dropped from great heights. You can no more call them back than ignore the mess they leave when they fall." And Andy Stanley once said that if Jesus feared guilt by association, he would have stayed in heaven. Well, do you see yourself or your life as messy or tidy? Well, the church as a whole has a lot of really well-intended but callous advice for messy people. To people who have lost everything, marriage, children, health, jobs, the church has been known to see their depression and say something callous or insensitive like, well, real Christians don't deal with depression, or something to that effect. Perhaps we in the church forgot that this hurting individual came to church today to find a loving family. Have you ever met a stranger at church who still smells of the smoke and alcohol from the bar from the night before? Then you judge them? Well, maybe you thought that if they just really committed and surrendered to Jesus, then, well, they would quit all that. Well, that person, that same person, probably almost turned around and left when they saw the church parking lot. Well, this is not the way Jesus talked to messy people. We have conversations with messy people in an effort to make them tidy. Well, Jesus didn't come to make messy people into tidy people. The fact may come as a shock to some, but it's the truth. In Luke chapter 5, verse 27, Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi. Well, Levi was a messy person with a messed up life. Well, he loved money and had some issues with ethical behavior as well. So did Jesus tell him, clean up your act? Well, not at all. Jesus looked at Levi and said, follow me. Well, that's just what Levi did. My friends, Jesus is not repelled by your messiness, and his goal is not to make you tidy. He is not scared of your messed up life, and he is not afraid that the stench of our messed up lives will cling to him. He only asks that you follow him and accept him. He has thrown open the doors of love to all of us messy people, and I'm right along with everybody, and he can do that for you right now. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend. And as it really has flown by the time today, I can't believe we've already got here to the last section.
I know.
I love doing what we do, and we have great conversations. And I do feel that we are trying to give the fair opinion and advice and education about this health issue, but especially the one leaning toward the pandemic. And I'm not an anti-vaccinating person. I'm just very concerned about the potential that it was fast-tracked. We don't really know about the ingredients. We don't know about the immune system. And I do say constantly, I think people at high risk should definitely be getting it.
Yes, but I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm also pro-freedom and pro-freedom of speech.
Bingo. Exactly. Big time. I did tell someone the other day, I mean, who was definitely not going to get a vaccine, and yet their family members are worried. I said, just go to CVS, get the at-home test kits, because she was going to her family this weekend. I said, get up on Saturday morning, do your test, go and text them and say, hey, I just did a test. I am clear. That is one of the ways to manage the family situation with all of this.
Great advice.
And, you know, we lucky have these test kits now, because we did not have the ones you could purchase like this.
And despite what I said in segment one, masks do afford some protection. So wear your mask. If you're going to visit a relative and you're worried, please wear your mask. You can still wear a mask. You can wear gloves. You can socially distance. There are factors you can do. And keep yourself healthy. Don't forget all those health tips we gave and your vitamin D. Take care of yourself.
That's the best advice possible, because not only is it going to help you to not spiral into the dark places of the virus, it's going to help you not spiral into having to see Dr. Lassar for vascular surgery or seeing you when you have a real breakdown of multiple health issues. So the magic is within us. We have a pharmacy we can access already, and it's not called Walgreens. It's called Edward Jones, and I have a lot of control over that. So again, Nutritional is giving away free vitamin D to teachers, police officers, and firemen. I am an ex-Chattanooga police officer. I am certainly loyal to them, and those heroes are all heroes to me.
Well, thank you for doing that, Ed.
Well, I appreciate it, and that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week, next Sunday morning again at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones, Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.